Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Circuses on the air.
The president does.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. The Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Hello, Dave Schwann.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Let me get you up there.
There you go.
There.
Ah, yes. Good morning. Good morning.
We just had a caller call in from Venice, Italy. Hello, Italy. Good this morning.
Well.
Listening live. Look at that.
Buongiorno.
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 Exactly.
Come sta.
Exactly. How you doing? You keeping warm, buddy?
Yeah. For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
I have been thanking myself.
Good
well,
for you.
No, here's why.
Yeah.
Because last year,
yeah.
Well, no, let's see, 2017, I decided that I was going to get all new heating in the house. In
oh,
the place.
Smart.
And I am glad I did.
Yeah, good for you.
Because I'll tell you, the other units I had, they were just worn out, and they weren't going to make it. So
let me tell you.
It's worth the effort and the money.
You live in the city. I live in the city. I have a rare case where I have a garage attached to my house.
Yes.
Which isn't the Chicago way, because I lived all my life without that. About 5 years ago, I decided to make an investment and put, because it was connected to the house and the laundry room was right there. I had a gas line sitting right there. I had a heater put in the garage.
Good idea.
And
for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to dread leaving. And now this is the one thing I'm going to complain about the Tribune Tower. I used to dread leaving because then you'd have to take that long walk down the side of the building to the parking lot and freeze your butt off and then warm up your car. And
let
all that
alone
stuff.
If there was 6 or 8 inches of snow in the parking lot.
Absolutely. And now I'm literally leaving. Like, my son says to me, why are you even wearing a coat? You're leaving one garage that's heated to the other garage that's heated downtown. I'm like, look. If something happened where I had to get out of my car and get stranded, you don't want to be in that situation.
No.
By any means. But, yeah, cold week ahead, and just talking about some tips and how to help
this
the homeless.
This is a very dangerous.
Yeah.
Just before I came in here, Dave, when I was in the newsroom, I looked at the updated forecast for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
This is not good. 11 below for a high.
12
below for a high. In addition
to... Oh, for a high.
For a high.
Oh, no, I missed
for the
that.
The high for the day.
Okay.
That's the air temperature.
So we got to be near minus 20 for the low, I would assume.
Something like that. Or it would hover.
And a wind chill.
And now we have to be ready for the snow. Oh, wind chills could be 40 below.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay in.
Yeah.
Stay in.
I'm kind of good about that. Like, we were talking about lighting the fireplace tomorrow and getting that going, and then... you know, just hanging and watching some movies. Because we like going out for dinner on Sunday nights. And we said, tomorrow we're not going to do that.
No.
We're going to skip that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you know what? No, I shouldn't say that. We have kids open house all day tomorrow. We got a bunch of stuff going on.
Ah. Well, you do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do. All right, 1690. Let's hear here. Massachusetts was a truly pioneering colony when it came to money, as they were also the first to mint their own silver coins in 1652. It's just some music there in the background.
I don't hear anything.
Here, turn that up a little.
Oh, it's the Pink Floyd song. Okay.
That's right. But the British was against us making anything here in the U.S. And we made our, the paper money was created in 1690 called a bill of credit, and it represented the colony's obligation to the soldiers. Ah. So that's how we paid the soldiers, was through this paper money. So that was the first time ever there was paper money issued, 1690.
Yeah, because up until that time, it was just coins.
Yeah, that's right. And that was in the colony of Massachusetts, yeah.
And it wasn't until the 19th century that they kind of standardized a national dollar, which was favored by a young guy named Abraham Lincoln.
There you have it.
That was how he got into politics.
Was all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1876, baseball's National League formed with teams in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. 1882, the Knights of Columbus formed. I have to tell you something. What an incredible organization,
yeah,
the Knights
really
of Columbus. It's a Catholic organization. It was formed in 1882. 2017 was a record-setting year for the Knights. Charitable work with an unprecedented $185.6 million in donations, 75.6 million hours of service provided worldwide. The monetary value of KFC's service hours is valued at $1.9 billion based on an estimate that's out there at about $24 an hour. But how amazing is that? I mean, and they, you know, their own charities are the Christian Refugee Relief Fund, the Disaster Relief Ultrasound Initiative, Coats for Kids, Special Olympics, the Global Wheelchair Mission, Habitat for Humanity. I mean, they do amazing work, always have.
I'm surprised that that's not all that old when you think about a charitable group like that.
No,
I thought Knights of Columbus went way back.
Yeah. Something I think I want to join one day. My grandfather was one, my dad was one, and we have some great people in our own church that do
I know
that
when
too.
When a friend of mine's father passed away, they had a beautiful ceremony
cool.
at the funeral.
That's awesome.
It's my grandfather too. Great organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1895, the first rolling lift bridge opened in Chicago. 1910, the Boy Scouts of America were incorporated by William D. Boyce. 1918, Stars and Stripes, weekly U.S. Armed Forces newspaper, first published.
Oh, for, well, the World War One era.
Dave is marching around the room right now. That's pretty cool, man.
I've had like Ray Rader used to do. Coffee.
Yeah, wake up. Wake up. 1932, Al Capone was sent to prison. And it wasn't for prohibition or liquor or murders or anything like that. It was tax evasion.
Tax evasion. They couldn't get him on anything else.
Here is an old, I think this is an old, is this a newsreel that we have?
Yeah, I believe so.
Let's take a listen.
October 19, 1931. Chicago gangland boss Al Capone, alias Scarface, is arrested by federal prosecutors. Famed for the St. Valentine's Day massacre of Bugsy Moran's gang, he is also responsible for many other gang war bloodbaths. However, Capone managed to slip free of such charges in court. Upon moving from Brooklyn in 1920, he rose from a two-bit bootlegger to the undisputed warlord of Chicago gangsters. But a federal judge finally sentenced him to 11 years for, of all things, tax evasion.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, still did
the
same
thing. There are a couple of places in town here that, and, you know, justifiably so, we'll talk about the fact that Al hung out
At those places, sure.
In the South Loop area on Wabash, Exchequer Pub.
Yeah.
He was there. And, of course, also the Green Mill.
And Frank Nitti, I think, his offices used to be at Harry Carey's. Grant DePorter posts stuff all the time on the restaurant there.
Where
secret rooms that he just discovers are when he bought the building.
Yeah. Oh, not to mention the pizza place that's been on Clark Street forever called the Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder. Mm-hmm. It's right next door to Capone's apartment, and across the street was where the St. Valentine's Day Massacre took place.
By the Biograph
across
Theater.
Across the street.
Wow. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. When I had comedian Rosemary on a year and a half, 2 years ago before she passed away, who was on the Dick Van Dyke Show, she was talking about Uncle Al. And that,
I remember that. Yeah.
And that she was, you know, she would go to his house and they would have a little makeshift stage and the guys would have dinner with their wives or whatever. And then she would come and entertain because she was a singer. Uncle Al.
Yeah.
And she said, all my life, the mob took care of us. They employed my dad. My dad would go collect money and beat some guys up. And And then she said when Vegas opened up, you know,
Beat some guys up.
Yeah, she said she got the call to be the first performer with Milton Berle on stage in Las Vegas. And they took care of her all those years in Vegas, too.
Huh.
Quite a connection.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys my, great-grandma?
Yes. Tell, share that, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So my
you should tell that story again.
Okay, yeah. So my great-grandma, on my dad's side, made gin out of her bathtub for Al Capone.
Yeah, bathtub gin.
She got arrested multiple times, to which Capone's people got her out. And she would hand out the gin to the people on the streets. And she didn't like the fact that people were just buying the liquor. She wanted somebody to eat something as well, so they weren't walking around the
neighborhood
all drunk and everything like that. So they nicknamed her the bread lady because they'd give her or she'd give out a loaf of Italian bread with whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
No, can you taste that bread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, especially since it's the 100th anniversary of the Prohibition, it's nice to hear. It's cool to hear stories like that.
Yeah, so that's my little personal
connection. Do you know what neighborhood she lived in, Curtis?
I don't know specifically what neighborhood she lived in, but according to my dad, you can see the place off of the Eisenhower.
Okay.
Like right off of the blue line, just, I want to say, a few stops east of Forest
Park. So was your dad's grandmother?
It's my dad's grandmother.
So he remembers her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually interviewed her for a school project.
Wow. Isn't that
day.
Great?
Yeah. And I'll have to ask him if he has any other...
Was it an audio interview?
You should ask him if he has
No, it wasn't an audio interview.
It was for
interview.
A print thing. Okay.
It was like an essay sort of thing, but he interviewed her about it.
Try to get a hold of that. Maybe we can talk about it if he was willing to share it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I could definitely get him on
That's very cool.
That'd be
very
great.
Cool. 1935, Monopoly, the board game, goes for sale for the first time. That is a family favorite.
Sure.
We have...
Do you have it at home?
We have.
You've got every other board game imaginable.
I think we have on a rack around the corner. We have about 25 or 30 different versions of Monopoly.
Oh wow, that's right. There are so many different versions.
So my kids would, you know, for the birthday, ask for give me the Blackhawks Monopoly. How about the Chicago Cubs, the Three Stooges, the whatever it might be. But we've got all kinds of really.
There's a Three Stooges.
There's a Three Stooges. There's a Marshall Fields.
I knew the Marshall Fields one.
There's a Rudolph, like the Rankin and Bass Rudolph version. There's, of course, the sports ones.
Okay, you piqued my interest. I'm going online to see this.
Yeah, there's some really... I'm trying to think about... There's a Star Wars. There's a Beatles.
A Union Pacific, like the railroad.
It's amazing. I mean, this is... something. People are rabid about these collections. Let's do a classic commercial.
They Parker Brothers kind of fun. Brings people together.
Delayed. Monopoly's been bringing people together for almost 50 years. That's how long we've been wheeling and dealing together, building hotels together, and going to jail together.
Corner the market and utilities. You can't lose.
Share a smile and your day seems a whole lot better.
Parker Brothers kind of fun. Brings people together.
There you have it. USO was founded in 1941. 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of the size, of course, made jukeboxes more popular.
Yep. Yep.
At the time.
Does it say anything on your script there about what was called the Battle of the Speeds?
Mm-mm. Oh, what, between 78 or 33?
Between 45s and 33s.
Okay.
There was a what they called the Battle of the Speeds. Who was going to win out? What was going to be the dominant format? And as it happened,
they
kind
lived
of
together.
Both won.
They lived together, absolutely.
And it turned out, I still say, a 45 RPM was the best way to plug a song.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And to entice people to buy the album.
I have a jukebox and filled with classics, and I've added some more recent stuff in there, but there's a couple things that weren't on 45 that I wanted in the jukebox that were never available, and I found a woman in Minnesota who presses 45s.
Oh, really?
And made me a handful of them.
Oh, that's
great. $25 or
that's
something like
great.
That. Yeah, it's very cool.
I still have a box of 45s at home.
Do you really?
Oh, yes.
That's cool.
And I gave some away. I'm trying to figure out a way to get them back.
I know, as music changed and the way it was delivered changed, people did a lot of that, and now they kind of, because, I mean, the albums themselves are, it's artwork.
The artwork on them, absolutely.
1956, the Chicago's Daily Defender began publishing. Speeding up a little bit to 1967, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour premiered on CBS. It was later on ABC and NBC. Do we have the theme for that in there somewhere? But here's the... There's a little bit, yeah. A lot of clapping.
you know, I was just talking about on your future. Now, what do you want to do with your life when you grow up, you know, when you get bigger? Who do you want to be like?
Well, I'm not going to get much bigger, but who I want to be like, who I admire the most, yeah, is I want to be like my father.
Who?
Gort Smothers. He used to take me for walks
Wait,
in the
who?
Park. Gort. He used to take me
Tommy,
for walks
no,
in the...
No, no, no. Your father's name was Mort.
Then who's that guy I was hanging around?
I don't know.
So a few years ago, or a couple years ago, do you have that clip? Did I give you that clip for Dick Smothers? I did. I interviewed Dickie Smothers on the 50th anniversary. Let's take a little listen.
But think of the great people that predated us. Jack Benny and George Burns, two of my favorite. What was the premise of their shows? They were both married, and they were at home.
And that was
they
it.
Were themselves.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
You know? And so what happened was, it had that time slot was really dire for CBS to fill it up. They were... The spot when we went against Bonanza in that season, the 66 season,
yeah,
they were rated at the most watched hour of the week.
Right.
It was Sunday night at 9 o'clock. More TV sets turned on, which was important. And they rated 90th or something. They were the last. The last. You know how much money they were losing for advertising. Okay. So they were really in desperate needs, desperate. And so why not? A variety show is quick to put together. It's less expensive than film, and we could do it right now.
There's a little Dickie Smothers right there for you.
I remember watching that show and the controversy that they were having about all of their political commentary that they
were pretty
work
edgy.
In.
Oh, yeah, yes. They were very edgy. Last one is 2007 Super Bowl. Indianapolis Colts beat Chicago Bears 29-17. Sad night.
Yeah.
For football.
Sad night a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.